Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jay of the Crucified and Resurrected Method of Living the Recovered Life. Welcome to my own personal Bible study. And today I'm starting a study in the book of Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints. Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which ye heard before the word of the truth of the gospel. Before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Okay. I see several things happening here in these first five verses. The first thing, I see that Paul is saying that he's an apostle by the will of God, which means that he's not operating in self-will, but he's operating by the will of God. And that is an important point to make. Much of the time, we are operating in the will of God. And it's good to keep that in mind and not think that our job, our ministry, our family, the particular situations that we find ourselves are of our own making and are of our own responsibility to deal with. That, for me, cannot be the case. I am walking and living by the will of God. The second thing that I notice is that people are addressed as saints. And a saint is somebody that has been made holy. So in a lot of the openings, I noticed that Paul starts off by addressing the people he's written a letter to as saints. He says he gives thanks to God because somebody told him of the trust that the Colossae church had in God and the love that they have for one another. So can you imagine the Apostle Paul receiving this message? Wow, they really trust in God and they really love one another. And that is the most important message that Paul could get. That's exactly what Paul wants to hear. And he said that because of that, he prays and he thanks God for them. He also says that he's glad that they had heard the truth of the gospel, which is the cross of Christ. They understand that they have been crucified with Christ and that they have been resurrected into newness of life. And then Paul makes the point in verse 6 that this truth has come to them, but not only to them, but to the whole world. Verse 6, which has come to you as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you since the day you heard it and knew the grace of God in truth. As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf. That's probably the person that told Paul about the love and service that they have for one another, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that God, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and in all spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So there it is again. the grace of God in truth causes the Colossians to bring forth fruit, and that is can only happen on the resurrected side of the cross. Their brother Epaphras had declared to them, to Paul, that they love one another. And that is mentioned twice here, and it's very important. And is it for that very reason that Paul does not cease to pray for them, and that they may have the knowledge of his will, of God's will for them, which is called, you know, always involves thankfulness and gratefulness. And it says increasing in the knowledge of God. So we increase in the knowledge of God's care for us. And where was this care for us delivered? And how was it delivered? We were delivered from darkness by the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. Now on to verse 11. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into his kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. So we're increasing in the crucified and resurrected method of living the recovered life. We're increasing in, I'm increasing in the knowledge of that. I am on the resurrected side. I am guided and provided by God. I can give thanks to God who has qualified me to be a partaker of his inheritance, a participator in his family, and thanking God for putting me in his will. That's what I can be grateful for. He's delivered me from darkness, and he's conveyed me to the Son of his love. He has delivered me is a past tense statement. It's already happened. There's nothing that I can do to add on to that. And I need to remember that, lest I take up my own efforts to live a Christian life or to live out life. Okay? My redemption comes through his blood. The forgiveness of sins comes through his blood. I do not remove my own character defects and shortcomings. It comes through his blood. And if I want to know anything about God, all I need to do is look at Jesus Christ, and I see God. He's very human. He's very humanistic in his character, and we are created in his image. And God, although he is God, is human qualities, just as Jesus Christ does. Verse 16, for by him all things were created that were in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And all is before, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things that are in earth or things that are in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. So all things are created by Jesus, for Jesus Christ. All things are created through Jesus Christ, and all things are created through the shed blood of Christ. The cross is the central point, if you can say that there's a central point, in all of eternity. all things are created through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the head of all things. We are the body, the church, and all things are created by him. And you, verse 21, and you once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled. That's past and future for us. We once were alienated, yet now we are reconciled. And how's that done? In the body of the flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his life, in his sight. So it's Jesus' death that does that, that recreates us. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from that hope of the gospel which you have heard, which was preached to you, every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. Now, if you ever had a near-death experience like I have, and you see your death, your illness, the end of your life on the cross of Christ, which I did when I was near death, I said, thank you, Lord, for taking all this illness on your cross. No matter what happens, Lord, I know I have eternal life. That brought me closer to God, much closer to God, to have that near-death experience. And Paul, 25, verse 25, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known that the riches of his glory and the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. So Paul talks about, you know, his suffering bringing him closer to God because the suffering he sees on the cross. He talks about that through his suffering, he even became a minister, of which he became a minister of God. And he ministers the mystery of God, which was given from the ages. And that mystery is the power of his shed blood. The power of his crucifixion, and then he talks about Christ in you being the hope of glory, which is the resurrected side of the cross. And he says he preaches, warning every man and teaching every man that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, he says he labors, striving to his working, which works in me mightily, Paul says. So the working, the whole will of God is working in Paul. And Paul is participating in God's work through him. That's what I believe I do. And that's what I believe that you do. And until next time, may God bless you. Thank you for joining my own personal Bible study in the book of Colossians. And then the next study we'll take up will be Colossians chapter 2. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, may God bless you.